Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, for farmers and ranchers, assessing health care in rural America can be challenging enough. The last thing on your mind should be prescription drug prices. Research by the AARP found the average older American takes 4.5 prescription drugs, typically on a persistent basis, and 72% say they're concerned about finding affordable medications. With one-third of the U.S. farmers over the age of 65, AARP Oklahoma Director Sean Vaskill says the impacts are felt more in rural America.
This is an issue that affects everyone. From the cities to rural communities, farmers and ranchers are no exception to high prescription drug prices. In fact, it's actually harder for rural residents to find affordable prescription drugs.
The Rural Policy Research Institute reports independent rural pharmacies are struggling to survive due to the declining rural populations and high prescription costs driving consumers away or to somewhere else. Vaskill says the skyrocketing cost of prescription drugs is leading more and more Americans to ignore their doctor's orders when it comes to how often and how much of the medicines they should be taking.
Some consumers have to consider paying prescription drug costs or other essential needs due to the increases. Looking just at the price for the popular diabetes drug, Lantus, it increased by 62% from 2012 to 2017. These increases are a real burden, especially on rural areas with healthcare and pharmaceutical access challenges.
Vaskill says the AARP has resources available for rural Americans to learn more about high prescription drug costs and what they can do to manage them.
Fortunately, there are options to help deal with high prescription drug costs, including potential legislative action in Washington, D.C. AARP has state-by-state resources online at aarp.org.
And finally, dairy operators considering enrollment to the new dairy margin coverage program for this year have until Friday to do so with their local FSA agency. Steve Peterson of the USDA's Farm Service Agency discusses some of the particulars of the Dairy Margin Coverage Safety Net Program.
Dairy margin coverage, if producers will remember, the margin protection program that was authorized under the 2014 Farm Bill. The dairy margin coverage was reauthorized under the 2018 Farm Bill, but rebranded. Basically, the 2018 Farm Bill lowered the premium levels, but increased coverage levels. So in the first tier, the 5 million pounds, producers could have coverage levels up to $9.50. And so that's a significant difference from the 2014 Farm Bill levels that were authorized. Also, dairy margin coverage is the difference between the all milk price and the actual feed costs.
Again, that deadline is coming up this Friday. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.